Danny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
And we are back.
What's up, Podcast Land? We are back to the Smoky Shelter. And it has been quite a while for us. I know it sounds like a week for you, but it's been 3 weeks. 2 weeks.
It's been two weekends.
Two weekends, but three whole weeks. We have not been out here, so it does feel good. It does feel good to be back out here. What's up, Big Lance?
What's up,
Tonight we are discussing the 2016 remake
again
of The Jungle Book. And of course this is a Disney beautiful project, so alright, well Lance, for the people that don't know what Jungle Book is about, give us the plot line, because it does follow the exact same story as it's always been.
Okay, well, if there is people out there that's never heard of Jungle Book, this is what it's about. It's about a man cub who lost his way from his tribe or whatever.
His dad died.
Well, actually, his dad died, but why were they out there in a cave or whatever? They don't go into all that. Anyhow, he's abandoned. He's just by himself in the woods, and Katara, what's that goddamn panther's name?
Oh no, that's I can't say his name. It's Bagheera.
Bagheera finds him. Bagheera finds Mowgli, and I reckon he comes off such as a mother to me, so that's why I say she.
No, let's just go ahead and let Podcast Land know he's portrayed by Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, but he's got like a motherly feel to him. You know what I mean?
See, I would say fatherly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just see him as he's got maternal instincts wanting to take care of that.
What was the mom's name? Was that Raksha? Raksha? No, who is
it? Raksha.
Do you know who played Akila?
Akila?
Yeah. You know who that was?
It's a black guy.
Obviously, it was a black guy.
Obviously.
It was Akila is the wolf that was kind of the dad to Mowgli. He was played by, I can't say that dude's name. Is it, I guess it's Giancarlo Esposito?
Sure don't sound black, but okay.
Well, no, it's the dude from Breaking Bad that gets his face blown off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's Gustavo.
That was his name on Breaking Bad. Gustavo.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that, but
that's who talked to him.
But, yeah, anyhow, so he goes and lives with these wolves who raise him, and Shere Khan.
He's played by a black guy, too.
Comes back to this part of the jungle.
Idris Elba.
And finds out that the man cub's there, and
he wants
to eat him. He wants to kill him more than eat him.
He says a man cub will grow up to be a man, and we know what happens when men enter
and,
the jungle.
Yeah, and if you watch any of the cartoons or older Jungle Book movies, man is pretty bad in the movie.
man's pretty bad to society. I mean,
yeah, and the environment.
Alright, well check this out. That's pretty much the plot line. I mean, this movie, let me tell you something. This movie has been remade a shit ton of times. Alright. And not just books. Of course, you know about the original book. Alright, I'm going to run through these times that it's made either film or television.
Yeah, right.
1967. Or, yeah, 1967 was an animated film adaptation. Yes. That was the Walt Disney version.
That's the one everybody knows and loves. Yeah.
In 1994, there was a live-action film adaptation.
I remember.
And then in 98, they come out with another film adaptation called The Jungle Book, Mowgli's Story.
I remember this too.
And then they come out with The Jungle Book 2, 2003, animated sequel to the 1967 film.
I remember that one too.
Yeah.
And that's the one where he surfs on all the branches and shit.
And then you got The Jungle Book 2016, which is the one we're discussing tonight. And then there was a few others. I'm not going to go into all of them, but there was a Japanese animated series in 89. There was one just called The Second Jungle Book, Mowgli and Baloo in 97. So that was before the... And that was live action.
And they're already making a new one now.
They're already making part two?
No. They're making another...
And in 2000...
They're making another remake right now.
Of what?
Jungle Book.
Oh, wow. Why?
Well, I may be wrong. It may be a sequel, but from what I understood, they're making a new Jungle Book right now.
Why?
I don't know. This one, to me, was the best one.
Oh, my God, you're right. Jungle Book 2018 film directed by Andy Serkis, which is Gollum and Caesar. And he's
so this one ought to be pretty damn good then. But you know what?
You know what? I remember hearing about this one. This one, they're not going to talk.
That sucks.
I don't think they're going to talk in
this. That sucks then. That's stupid. How are they going to communicate? How's it going to make a good movie?
It's an upcoming British-American live-action fantasy film directed by Andy Serkis in his directorial debut. It's based on The Jungle Book. The film stars Rohan Chand as Mowgli with motion capture performances from Serkis as Baloo, Christian Bale. Oh, they're actually going to make them look... I bet they're going to make them look more human. But so Serkis is doing Baloo, Christian Bale is doing Bagheera, Benedict Cumberbatch is Shere Khan, Tom Hollander, and as who? Tabaqui? I don't know who that
is. I don't think you can get a better Bill Murray for Baloo.
Kate Blanchett as Ka. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, Big Lance.
Because he did a perfect Baloo to the T.
I just wish I'd have brought in John Goodman. John Goodman did the voice of Baloo in Jungle Book 2.
I remember his voice.
He would have done the...
He would have been a good one, but Bill Murray, his humor, I mean, he brought his humor to it. That's the Bill Murray we know and love today. I mean, it's Bill Murray, man.
I know, but immediately I thought to myself, John Goodman. They should have got John Goodman.
I don't think you can make a better Baloo than Bill Murray. But that's my opinion. Scarlett Johansson in the movie, I think she did.
I don't think they...
It didn't even seem like it should have been in the movie. Ka's part, you know, the snake.
I feel like Ka should have been more in the movie.
I feel like that too. That's what makes me feel like that part shouldn't even...
Especially if you put a bombshell like Scarlett Johansson's voice on.
Right.
I mean, she needs to be a bigger part of the movie.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense for that one little scene to be in the movie.
It was only there to introduce Blue. That was it.
Well, it was there to introduce Blue, but I reckon they felt like they had to put Ka in, which I wanted to see Ka in the movie.
I think Ka had a bigger storyline.
In the cartoon, it was a little more to it.
I'm sure in the book it was, too.
It was a song and dance to it, too, and, you know, it was more to it. But it was pretty much the same shit. She hypnotizes him and puts him to sleep and all that shit. But,
talking about singing, man, I had to listen to Bare Necessities.
For my kids.
I had to listen to that 4 times last night watching this movie with Lincoln. He's like, let's go back and watch it again. One more time. And he just sing along. It Bare Necessities.
But they didn't really get into that song like they did on the cartoon. The cartoon, they made it was a big song.
Well, because they just kind of had
music behind it and
everything.
Well,
because they had it playing in the background while they were doing their thing.
Right.
And they were just going back and forth. Baloo was singing it to Mowgli.
Yeah.
So it was a little different.
But I love Christopher Walken in this fucking movie, man.
Lincoln, first thing he told me, because he watched it earlier in the week with Nana, so he didn't know. He had already seen it when we watched it last night. And they've watched the cartoon, of course, several times. He said King Louie's bigger in the movie. He said King Louie's a lot smaller in the cartoon.
Yeah,
he was freaking huge.
My ears got ears. And then the little monkey crawling on his ears. Did you see that? That shit's funny as fuck. I love fucking King Louie in that movie, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And Christopher Walken singing. That was awesome. Come on now.
It wasn't bad, yeah. I guess my issue, my biggest issue with the movie, and the reason that I dreaded watching it, even up to watching it last night, I was like, I really don't want to watch this fucking movie, is because I've seen the fucking movie a million times. And there's, without changing the story...
Well, the difference.
There is, I mean, there's not much you can re-fucking tell on this movie. I mean, we just went through how many goddamn times. I mean, it was...
The difference between this and that and these other movies... Can I explain to you?
11 fucking adaptations.
Can I explain to you a little bit of the difference between this movie and the last live-action Jungle Book movie?
Okay.
They had a lot of real animals and all, and they couldn't get the scenes that they actually wanted, and it felt put together just... It wasn't
technology
right.
Technology wasn't up to par.
It wasn't right. This entire movie was CGI.
Right.
The entire
thing. Oh, I know. I could fucking tell.
I couldn't.
Really?
It was no. Everything
no, no, no.
Looked.
I could see blatant CGI.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, it's to be expected.
Everything looked.
It looked great.
To me, when I watched the movie, I mean, I didn't even think about it, really. But I didn't know it was CGI. And I didn't even. It did not even. Come to my mind that this looks fake. It don't. Everything looked fucking real to me. Even the junk, everything was, the grass was fake. It looked real.
I'm not saying
the mud when they're in, yeah, the Lion King scene.
Yeah.
And it looked just like the Lion King scene, right?
It did, yeah.
All right, all that shit looked real as fuck to me, man.
Well, I will agree with you that a lot of it did look that real. I'm not saying that it was awful. I'm just saying.
The animals look real as fuck, man.
But I'm just saying, I mean, it was obvious it was CGI.
Well, obviously it's CGI. You don't got fucking panthers walking around talking to goddamn bears. I mean, but.
Oh, what you think about the.
It looked like there was a panther fucking communicating with a bear.
That's true. I mean, I'll give you that. Okay. What you think
about. You couldn't get that in the old Jungle Book. You know what I mean? You got a fucking panther over here doing his own thing, fucking jumping at a piece of yarn, and then you got this bear over here with a trainer trying to make him jump through this fire hoop. You know what I mean?
Well, technology has gotten better.
Exactly. And that's what. And you know what? I didn't really like the actor, really. But if you think about it, he did a damn good job because he didn't have
a single
fucking thing to talk to.
You're talking about Mowgli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I
He's
think
sitting
Mowgli
there
did a wonderful
looking
job.
At a goddamn green screen the entire fucking movie. He did a great job for that.
Oh, yeah. You know why I think this next one's probably going to be better with Andy Serkis?
Because it's got Andy Serkis.
And it's motion capture. It's not just CGI.
Yes.
Which means you're actually going
to well,
have...
Well, this one had a lot of motion action too. It is.
Yeah, but Andy Serkis is the king of motion
oh,
action.
Oh, yeah.
So
of
he's going to have these people actually...
And on the next one, King Louie's going to get taken over by Koopa. The ape follow Koopa now.
I think in this one you're going to see more personality on their face. Like Christian Bale's character is going to look like Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Christian Bale in a motion capture suit moving.
Yeah, okay.
So it's going you're going to see a lot more of his facial features even though he's a fucking cat.
Okay.
Or he's going to be the panther. Or I don't know
what it was. I ain't saying it ain't going
to... I'm just saying I think it'll be better as far as effects because of the motion capture and Andy Serkis.
If they put Bill Murray in, it'd probably be better.
See, yeah, I don't know. Andy Serkis is going to be Baloo. I just don't see that. Andy Serkis would make a better Shere Khan.
Yeah. He's more of a villain type, you know.
John fucking Goodman.
John Cena.
John Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman should is who they need to put in the motion capture.
I love fucking Bill Murray, man.
I don't know.
I didn't think Garfield not one time.
We have to. I fucking hated Garfield. We have to agree to disagree on that. I love Bill Murray, but I just think Goodman would have been better. Goodman would have been a good man to put in there.
I'm getting blue ready for hibernation. Jungle bears don't hibernate.
No, but I nap a lot. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed the movie, man. I thought it was a decent movie. I just... It wasn't something that I wanted to run out and see, and I'm glad I was able to watch it without buying it, because I don't think I would ever watch it again. It wasn't big with me. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, because I did, but I mean, most movies that I wind up watching, most of the time I enjoy them. Except for that that fucking Dead 7. Did you ever watch that? We need to do an episode on the stupidest movie ever created. You bring one, I bring one.
Okay.
And that's going to be my pick.
All right.
Oh, my God. That was the most fucking retarded movie. But, I mean, I watched the whole thing from start to finish.
Tyra was pretty stupid. Dale and Tucker and Dale versus Evil. That's pretty stupid.
I haven't watched it yet.
You hadn't? Uh-uh. I've seen that a long time ago.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it. I've seen it.
You seen the previews or something?
No, I mean, I've just seen it on Amazon and all that shit.
It's funny, man. You ought to watch it.
I might one day. I mean, there's too many goddamn movies. There's movies that grab me and make me go, watch me. All right, well, those I want to watch. And then there's movies like The Jungle Book. If you wouldn't have had me watch it for the podcast,
I would have never watched it.
Mm. Not my cup of tea.
It was good.
It was a good movie. I mean, I'm glad I watched it.
If I was a kid,
I doubt I'll ever watch it again.
If I was a kid, if I was a kid when it came out, it would be the most iconic Jungle Book movie of all time. Well, no, I take that back. I'm an adult, and it's the most iconic Jungle Book movie of all time to me.
Yeah.
But this next one that comes out could surprise me. Might be better.
No.
But it ain't going to have Bill Murray. Or Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I like Christopher Walken.
My ears have ears.
Hey, off topic for a minute. Have you thought about this? As of this year, the freshman class in high school... wasn't born in the 90s. I mean, does that make you feel old? The freshman class, the new high school students that are starting high school this year.
Shit, dude.
I
feel old every time I wake up.
Have never seen the 90s. They were born after the 90s.
I feel old every time I wake up. Every time I stand on my two feet, I feel old. I realize how painful it is to just stand up sometimes.
Realized how painful it is to get old.
It is painful to get old. Emotionally, physically, mentally, everything. But that was way off topic.
Yeah, anyway, back to the Jungle
Book.
What's
box office got going for it? Or how much did it cost to make this movie? Huh? Budget. What was the budget?
The budget. All
right, so I don't see how it could have cost terribly too much. The whole thing was in CGI, but they did have some
You
party.
Don't think it could cost too much. The whole thing was in CGI. It's expensive as shit. CGI is expensive, dude.
Is it more expensive than training the Panther?
How much do you think the budget was in this movie?
Well, see, that's how you got to pay for Christopher Walken and Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson and all these other great actors that are in this movie.
No, that was about it.
No, it was the I can't remember the black guy's name, but I know he's a good actor.
Yeah, okay.
Anyhow. You got a bunch of good actors you got to pay for.
Yep.
You got the CGI and computer work you got to pay for. Team of fucking technical people, whatever. Anyway, I imagine it cost roughly $250 million, roughly.
Or
$200 million. Yeah,
but that's not a lot, you don't think?
Yeah, it's a lot, but it ain't. Not compared to probably Star Wars or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, it cost $175 million.
Someone took a bullet off.
What you think it made?
I believe it made $500 million easy or better.
$500 million?
Yeah.
Close. It made $965 million. So not really close, but yeah, 900.
No, it's not really close.
It's close to a billion.
That is pretty badass. That is almost, that's up there in the high fucking numbers. I mean, in the highest.
Oh yeah,
highest grossed movie ever.
It made some serious bank. And that's just box office. That's not DVD sales and Blu-ray sales and VOD sales.
It's up there with the top fucking movies now. Mm.
It did pretty good.
It's pretty badass.
Is there any other favorite parts you wanted to talk about?
To me, it was worth it, though. I mean, I can see them making that off of it.
Well, they made that off of it. I mean, I can see it, too.
You do see it.
But, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day,
you don't
like
think
I said,
it was worth that much.
I'm not. It's a personal preference, dude. I mean, I just, like
all
I said.
Right, one word description.
Why are you moving on so quick, dude?
I can't goddamn give a description.
You're moving on.
Are
too?
We moving on way too quick?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was. Usually after budget and box office,
You went into budget and box office way too early. I just let you do it.
I feel like we was at that point. I mean, we ain't through talking about it. I was going to ask.
I mean, I was going to ask, is there any other parts in the movie you want to talk about?
Okay.
Anything else you want to bring up that you like?
I was going to ask a couple more things, too.
No, bring it on.
I wasn't trying to end it. I was just keeping the ball rolling, brother. Okay.
We ain't even done a rating and review yet.
I know. I was keeping the ball rolling.
We always do that before the one word.
I don't think we could have a certain
actually,
order.
There is
it.
Something I need you to stop doing because I noticed it fucked me up on the last two ones. You do your rating and review, and then you immediately throw out a one word. All right. Well, then I do my rating and review, and I forget the one word, and I go, well, Lance already did one word, so we did one word, and then I move on.
Okay.
The last two episodes, I didn't do one word.
Really?
Especially on Happy Gilmore. You said happy. I was going to say Gilmore. And so when you
stupid. Anyhow.
No, it's stupid that you hear me
favorite,
go, oh, we done one word. And I ain't threw out one word, and then I end the show.
Favorite memorable scenes?
Sure. What's your favorite part?
I love the honey part where he's getting the honey for him and he's getting bit up and all
kids
that.
Kids were fucking smart.
And all the animals start coming out. Oh, what is he doing? It's not a monkey. It's not a monkey. It's not a monkey. It's fucking, that was pretty funny. I like when they're sitting there fucking doing the Bare Necessities song and they're beating on each other's chest. I like when, I love the Christopher Walken scene, man. That's probably one of my favorites, him singing, I want the fire. Or whatever the song's called. I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh. Wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh. Wanna walk like you. Talk like you, too. Whatever you do. Anyhow, and then the fight scene at the end, that was pretty awesome. Him running through that tree, that was a badass looking tree. That was pretty cool looking.
They use real animals, dude.
For what?
For this movie.
I'm sure in some scenes, but most of
because it says actor scenes. Neil Sethi said that since he never actually worked with real animals on set during filming, that the director would occasionally stand in for him where the animals would be present, most notably as Shere Khan lunged out from the tall grass.
Okay.
But they did have to do some computer animation to make their mouths move.
I'm sure they was not real the entire time. I heard it was all CGI.
Did you know this? Check this out. King Louis was not in the original book. Now, he was added there. He was added by Disney.
I didn't read the original book.
I didn't either, but
I just watched the original movie. But yeah.
Well, no, you watched the Walt Disney movie. That's not the original movie.
Well, I watched the first movie that everybody that I know watched.
Well, in that movie, Disney added King Louis.
I wish the baby elephant had more part in this movie because he was a big part.
Yeah, they didn't really go much into how they, like, everybody fucking bowed down to the elephants because they made the earth, or they made the jungle.
Yeah.
That was just kind of what? Wait.
You don't remember you the elephant? Do you remember the elephants on the cartoon movie? Or do you remember anything about the cartoon movie? Well, they were like a Marine boot camp type thing. They were, walk straight, blah, 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 you know, all this shit. And they were actually the original elephants used from the Dumbo movie 25 years earlier. The same exact drawings and all.
That's cool.
But the baby elephant in
had
the...
Had a bigger part in the cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, he had conversation with Mowgli, you know. They had a more of a...
Yeah, it would have been cooler for them to do. Because they started to act like they were going to. Like, because it showed the baby elephant. Yeah. And then he just kept walking. Yeah. Didn't he trip up or something?
I can't remember.
I was thinking like he might have been looking at him and tripped up or something. Because everybody's like, ooh, a man cub. What's he doing around here? Yeah. What about when they went to the Peace Watering Rock? Peace Rock. There was a law. The law of the jungle is.
Nobody.
Because all them damn antelopes was like, oh, remember? I swear
remember
that
would. Remember
that,
the law.
That would have been good to have old dude in there. I can't think of his name now. The guy who played the manager on NWA. Fucking Paul Giamatti. To have him, that he would have been a perfect role for the antelopes. Oh, remember the law. And he's like, I know the law. And I love when you see the alligator sitting there and the birds are like picking at his teeth and shit. He ain't biting them or nothing. There's peace.
That's pretty cool. All them wasn't real animals. They were all CGI.
They would have had to be because they'd eat the fuck out of each other if they wasn't CGI.
But I don't know if... Can we go into the one word description now? No.
You wanna? Why don't?
Okay.
Let's
go
into rating
him. Who was your favorite character in the movie?
Animal character.
Character. Who was your favorite character in the movie?
That's a hard choice. I would have to say it was the Panther.
The Panther.
I'm trying to remember.
Bagheera.
Bagheera. Yeah.
Bagheera was your favorite character.
Bagheera would have been my favorite character the way they act. I like Baloo. I actually like Shere Khan. I thought that he did a the guy who did
every he time was he was on scene. I mean, your eyes was like attached to him.
Well, my eyes were pretty much glued to it the whole time. I mean,
I'm saying every time he was on the scene, your eyes were glued to him.
And I think and I think Ka could have been a better character too if they'd have really brought her out.
I think she could have been, but. They didn't do much with her. She didn't do much.
Nah, she didn't. And then, of course, Akali,
the wolf that dies.
Yeah,
the
I mean, that just kind of that was kind of shitty.
He just grabbed that bitch and threw him.
I just kind of kept expecting him to come back though. Like I just kind of thought at the end he was gonna come back and jump on Shere Khan's back or some shit, but he died.
He killed the shit out of him. PG-13.
Well, he just threw him. I mean, and you just assumed he died.
Oh yeah, he died. You know he died.
Well, I know
he
you know.
He broke his freaking neck and
shit. I know
shit.
You know he died, but they didn't gore it out.
No,
nah,
they didn't
had to get a rating
out.
R or anything.
Nah, he died. Well, if I was...
But you know the next Jungle Book comes out in 2018 isn't going to be a Disney. So it's going to probably be darker. This was Disney. It had to be PG-13.
Cool.
I hope the next one's R. They ain't going to make it R. They're going to make it PG-13 just because...
That'd be cool if it was R. It probably had to... Bloody. It'd probably be fucking big numbers. Real big fucking numbers.
I don't know. Rated R is getting popular now.
I know.
Deadpool? I mean,
Deadpool
shit,
changed the game on rated
Deadpool
R.
Deadpool straight changed the game. On rated R.
Alright, if I'm gonna rate it,
give me a rating and review on 2016 The Jungle Book.
Totally biased opinion. Hey, I ain't gonna let your shitty attitude bring me down on my rating. I'm gonna give it a hard 8.7.
8.7.
It was up there. It's probably one of my favorite Disney movies. Because it was a hard 8.7.
Give it a hard 8 or a hard 9. Not a hard 8.7.
I give it
because it's not a hard 8 because it's an 8.7.
I know.
But okay, I thought we were saying.
7's pretty hard. All
right. Well.
Along with 8.
Why did you give it 8.7? Tell me why.
Because I kind of wanted to give it a 9. And then I also thought 8.5. So, I kind of met in the middle.
Well, no, I mean...
I know. Because it was... To me, it had the perfect cast.
It had a perfect cast.
None of your fucking opinion involved, in my opinion.
All right.
To me, it had a perfect cast, other than Scarlett Johansson, I reckon. And...
Wait. You don't like that she was in it?
I don't like that that they didn't do nothing with with Ka.
The way you said that was like, it was a perfect cast except for her.
Well, I mean, they could have used anybody. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about Scarlett Johansson.
I like Scarlett Johansson.
But I don't see her in a movie and say, oh, I got to see that movie because Scarlett Johansson's in it.
I don't either, but I mean, I like Scarlett
Johansson. I like her. I like the bitch that plays in... I like Megan Fox, but I don't got to see every Megan Fox movie just because it's Megan Fox. You know what I mean? If I see...
No, you got to see every Megan Fox movie because it's a Michael Bay movie.
You know, but there are certain actors that I see, and I got to see that movie, you know, because it's got that actor.
Just because of the actor that's in it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, if Jim Carrey comes out with a comedy right now, are you not going to fucking watch it as soon as possible?
If he come out with old school comedy, fuck yeah.
Old school comedy.
Like some of his earlier comedy. He don't do comedy anymore. What if he does drama and horror and suspense. Not horror, but like weird thriller suspense and shit.
What if they do an old school too with Jim Carrey?
Then I would go back and watch old school one because I've never seen that. And then I would watch old school two.
You ever watch old school?
No.
With Will Ferrell?
No.
And not Luke...
Luke Perry.
No, fucking Wilson. Luke Wilson's in it, and they make a fraternity.
With not Luke Wilson.
Well, I was going to say not Owen Wilson, but Luke came to mind. Luke Wilson's in it, and they make a fraternity, and it's fucking hilarious. Have you ever seen the Facebook video where a goddamn alligator attacks a man, and then you see Will Ferrell? Well, nobody fuck with Gator. Gator don't take no shit. That's what he said. Gator don't take no shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's from old school.
Okay. Alright, well, let me give my rating and review on this movie. I'm gonna give this movie a 7. I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I pretty much stayed intrigued. It didn't bore me. It didn't drag on too long. This movie was like only 104, I think. So, I mean, it didn't drag on too long. I mean, it was a good movie. I like the work they did with it. I could tell the difference between CGIs and real. But, I mean, that's to be... You roll your eyes all you want to, but that's to be expected. I don't think a movie's come out that CGI didn't obviously look like CGI at some given point. You sound like you want to disagree with me.
Ah, sure, opinion.
But anyway, I give this movie a 7, and I would recommend it to people who like Disney-type movies. I mean, because it's an upbeat. I mean, it's got a little bit of dark to it, but not a whole lot. It's Disney dark.
It's got a little more dark to it than most Disney.
It's got Disney dark. This next one they're coming out with Andy Serkis. Now, this one, I believe, is going to be a lot darker.
You know what they need to do?
Disney.
You know what they need to do?
What?
Live action Lion King.
I know, I thought that too. That would be awesome.
It would. It'd be really cool.
But they done missed opportunity.
They ain't missed it.
I know some of the best actors.
Like who?
Oh, well, you're
like some of the actors that played in Lion King?
Yeah. Yeah. Those voices.
Yeah, the old black man that died that played in the Green Mile, wasn't he? He was Mufasa, wasn't he?
Was he not? No.
I think so.
Michael Dart? Michael Clark?
One of them big,
God damn,
one of them big black deep voice motherfuckers played
Michael
Mufasa.
Duncan Clark, Michael Clark Duncan. Fuck,
I don't know. You remember the black guy from Sandlot that was the?
Oh, that's James Earl Jones.
What did he play? He might have played in it.
Luke, I am your father.
I think he was Mufasa, James Earl Jones. I think he was.
That would sound about right.
I think he was. I think that was James Earl Jones.
Did you see that thing? I don't think I put it on Facebook. I sent it to Chelsea. The Lion King was a complete ripoff of, I think it was 1947 animated movie called Kimba, the White Lion. Huh. Everything was exact.
Really?
Yeah. Disney straight stole that shit.
They didn't plagiarize it. They changed it.
They didn't change shit. They changed the color of the fucking lion. It wasn't a white lion. It was a regular lion. But that's it. Everything else, even down to the details of like when he's up on that hill and he sees his father in the clouds at night, which you can't see clouds at night, but apparently he could, and because they were drawn on, and he was talking to him. Same goddamn thing happens in Kimba, except, and his name is Kimba instead of Simba. I mean, come on.
Kimbo Slice.
There was a wacky monkey who helped him. They had a different name, but walked around with a big stick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was that Timon and Timon? Pumbaa and Timon?
No, I didn't mention anything about Pumbaa and Timon. Timon and Pumbaa.
Pumbaa and Timon.
It's not a tuma.
It's not a tuma. It's not a tuma.
How does Arnold Schwarzenegger always seem to slip his way into every podcast we do in some form or fashion?
Because he's the governor.
Get to the chopper. All right. One word on The Jungle Book, Big Lance.
One word. Realistic CGI.
That's two words.
Realistic.
Realistic. Okay. I accept that. That's good. I'm going to say fun. I mean, it was a fun movie. It was fun to watch.
Fun.
Like I said, the only way I'd see me watching it again, if it was like Sunday afternoon and the kids were like, can we watch Jungle Book? And I'm sitting there on my computer, and I'd be like, yeah, put it on. And I would probably be working on my computer watching it, and then eventually I'd get into it and close my computer. But if I was sitting at home alone going, what do I want to watch now? Jungle Book probably is never even going to
cross your mind.
But I mean, it was fun.
But it's
a fun movie.
It's not in your library, but it's in my library, so it will cross my mind.
Library.
It's in my library, so it'll cross my mind. I want to see Bad Boys 3. I watched Bad Boys 2 the other day. That shit's fucking badass, man. Bad Boys is good. It was a good movie. It's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Them two together is just very genuine. You know what I mean?
You don't see Will Smith in a lot of good roles anymore, in my opinion.
You don't.
And it may be because I pigeonhole actors. Like,
you want them to be better than what they
no,
are.
No, I want them to stay doing what I love them doing.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know, they'll break out in comedy like Jim Carrey or Adam Sandler. Or, you know, they'll break out in these certain kind of roles. Will Smith, and I love them. Those roles are badass. And then they try to change it up to be different, and I just immediately go, nope, don't want to see it. And 9 out of 10 times, I don't like it with a lot of them. I mean, I don't like Jim Carrey's other stuff. Jim Carrey is funny. That's it. No, there's only a handful of actors, in my opinion, who can carry multiple genres, like Tom Hanks.
There ain't never been another Jim Carrey, though. The way his comedy is.
But it's his comedy. What do you think about all his fun? Or his, 23. I mean, even The Truman Show. I watched that not too long ago.
I did. I kind of like
it. It's all right, but it's not his
normal
smoking.
No,
you know?
It's not. But, I mean, when you see his comedy, you don't see nobody else do comedy the way Jim Carrey does. It's stupid. It's stupid, but it's funny. I mean, he's got a lot of stupid comedy that if anybody else did it, you would be like, you just walk away kind of and cringe.
What the
like,
fuck, man?
I'm embarrassed for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But him doing it, it's just so natural. It's like that's Jim Carrey, you know?
I know. All right, well, let's wrap up the Jungle Book. Again, 2016, it was a fun movie. Any last words? Big Lance. Oh, goddamn, I'm off my game tonight. Check us out at smokingshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. Let us know what movies you want us to watch. Any last words, Big Lance?
My ears have ears. I want the fire.
The red flag. All right, later, guys.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me.
fifth element. Supreme being. Me? Protect you. Sleep.